also like to talk about living ageless and pains of the past. It took me a minute to figure it out, but I realized that I had been fighting with the pains of my past instead of just standing in that uncomfortable space. I thought I was. I thought for a very long time that I was, but the avoidance that I had become so good at about a lot of things, that is a telltale sign that I was still fighting with the pains of my past. And sometimes, which I kind of refer to as the bleed and feed complex. You know, if you are voluntarily giving away your power and bleeding, and there's always going to be people that's going to be willing to feed off of that. Until you finally grow into who you are and you do that bait and switch. Do you need to know what their bleeds are? Not really, because you're not going to feed off of that. That's what it is. The bleeding is feeding the hungry ghost of the past pains, hurts, disappointments. And we just feed into that. And as we continue bleeding, situations, circumstances, and people just feed off of it. That's the only way that I can say it, because that's really true. And then once you find out what your own self-sacrificing is about, you can start patching that up and stop the leakages. Because as long as there's leakages, there's going to be a few leashes that's just going to hang around and suck it. I mean, that's just kind of how that happens. And then again, once you stand in your own power and truth, you will walk in joy, peace, and happiness, and eventually soar in light and love. There's things in my life that I am not even willing to revisit. I just really am in the throes of releasing that stuff. Just release it, because it's just not even worth holding on to it anymore. And even fighting with it. Fighting with the pains of the past. You know, just know, identify that stuff. And then just let that stuff go. It's not going to happen overnight. It's really not going to happen overnight. But, you know, when I think about these little boys who, what, 5 and 6, their mom was murdered and she was expecting a child. So they lost their mother and their little sister. And in a matter of 4 months, it's just amazing how these little boys' life just changed. No mother, no sister. The grandmother took them, and they're states away, and they had to reposition and reset themselves. These children had a forced pivot that I can't even wrap my mind around, and they were still so happy. They would talk about their mom to you, and even that was uncomfortable. But I would just sit and let them talk. I just did, because I know that they're kids and they were innocent and they have had to suffer such an atrocity at such a young age. But when you change an environment, you change a person. And I think their grandmother really knew that if I take them into a whole nother environment, I give them a chance to rewrite their story. They get that chance to rewrite their story. They can still write their mother's memories in their story. But they didn't have to live and waddle around in depression and sadness and ultimately become a bleed for other people, situations, and circumstances to feed on. They were young, they were innocent, and they left on the weekend and they called yesterday. And they want a FaceTime, so I had to FaceTime with them. But I still see the innocence in their faces. I still see the light in their eyes. I still see the enthusiasm for what lies ahead, even though they've had to suffer something so hard. Such hard road to travel. In such an early age, and they're doing it. And I can assure you, seeing these young kids do what they did, it has encouraged me in ways that, you know, you just know, you know, I am enough, I did enough, I can let go. And that's kind of how that works. You know, that's kind of how that works. Them staying in the house and reliving that over and over, the trauma of their mother being taken from them in such a horrible way, their environment was changed. And sometimes to stop fighting with the past pains, sometimes it's just a matter of changing the environment. Just changing the environment. Sometimes we see people make these drastic changes and judgment is just such a ugly thing. It's just to judge people not knowing the true facts. But a lot of times those people are trying to transform and become something new in their life. And so they do change that everything, that landscape, that everything they can change. And they can just start again. It's like walking up steps, one step at a time. One step at a time. So, again, you know, I just hope the best for everybody. And again, thank you for the people that are following me and stuff. I do appreciate it. And I just want you to grasp all this. You have to let go of the pains of the past if you want to live a fulfilled future. It's just nobody's business how you decide to do it or when you decide to do it. But just do it. Like the basketball term, swish. I like that. Okay, but I'm going to close at this moment. My divine salutes your divine. Namaste.